Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in Tevilas Kelim. The truth is, we really finished what I wanted to discuss yesterday. So with your indulgence, I just want to share one more thought relating to the 3 weeks. We discussed the other day some of the reasons, some of the tragedies that befell Klal Yisrael on the 17th of Tammuz. Another famous one that we didn't mention the other day was due to the siege around Yerushalayim during the first temple. On the 17th of Tammuz, they no longer were able to bring the Tamid offering, the twice daily special korban that would be brought. It's so interesting to think about that idea when we discuss the 3 weeks, when we discuss the destruction of the temple and hopefully the rebuilding of the temple. It's become very popular to discuss the reason for the destruction of the second temple, which we know was sinas chinam, baseless hatred. But the reason for the destruction of the first temple was very different. At least according to one source in the Talmud, the Jewish people committed various major sins. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shfichus Damim, idol worship, improper sexual relations, and murder. If you remember, we discussed the other day that the second temple was built through Isarusa de Lasata, a bottom-up approach that the Jewish people, through their unity, brought about the second temple. The first temple was Isarusa de Laela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a top-down approach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Klal Yisrael would merit the building of this temple. So the same way we said Sinas Chinam, baseless hatred, destroyed the second temple, which was built based on unity, so violations of different major sins destroyed the first temple, which was built based on our relationship with God. It's so interesting to think of relatively near the end of the first temple, on the 17th of Tammuz, which is a date associated with the ultimate destruction of the temple, the daily offerings had to be stopped. If we think about how to grow in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many times we focus on big, bright, exciting things. I'll learn a ton over a period of time. I'll have this one davening that I'll daven really, really well, and so on and so forth. The specific image of the tamid, of the daily offering, the consistency, the day in, day out, is a tremendous hallmark of the classic lifestyle of the true Eved Hashem, the servant of God. So that means that when the Tamid was stopped, that was a major, major breach in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want the Tamid to stop. It was beyond their control. But presumably it signifies something. It's so interesting. There's another source in the Gemara that says that the reason why the temple was destroyed was Aushlo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They didn't make blessings on the Torah before studying it. There's a whole discussion, what does that really mean? And one classic approach among the commentators is that they studied Torah regularly, but they didn't appreciate its value. They didn't have the excitement about the study of Torah. It was so normal, so regular to them. If we want to think about what we can do to bring merits for the rebuilding of the temple, of course, as we mentioned the other day, interpersonal relations is always something to think about. But we can also think about our relationship with God. How are we on the day-in, day-out things? Do we daven every day? If we daven every day, do we daven 3 times a day? If we daven 3 times a day, how many times do we daven with a minyan? How's our focus during davening? Do we learn Torah? If we learn Torah, do we learn Torah once a week? Do we learn Torah daily? What do we do? And there's no right or wrong answer on these things. But the question is, can we improve? Can we have our own Korban Tamid, so to say, our own daily offering be enriched? Again, interpersonal relations are so important during this period. But it's also important to think about the consistency in our overall service of God. Maybe in the merit of that, we also will merit to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, Meher of Yameinu. Just want to thank Mr. Reuven Mizrahi, Mr. Noach Wolf, and Rabbi Yehuda Shenansky for all their work on this lovely project. Thanks so much for joining us. Take care.